And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item three, public comments and announcements. Do we have any public comments and announcements not having to do with the agenda items? Anything from the audience? Hearing none, any from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number four. That's to approve the consent agenda, approval of minutes of the April 1st, 2025 regular meeting. Any discussion? Motions?
I make a motion to approve.
The motion? Yes.
Second.
Second. All those in favor? And the motion carries. Okay, item number five, regular agenda. 5.1, discussion and action to discuss request by Daniel Segovia, property owner, for a variance request from section 20-11A2, 20-11, special area regulations, A, front, side, and rear yard fences, walls, etc. The applicant is requesting a variance to allow the construction of a fence with a maximum height of 8 feet located at 117 East Constellation, Lot 10, Block 143, Padre Beach X subdivision. Before we begin our discussion, I would like to give anybody in the audience an opportunity to speak for and against, except for the applicant and staff. Is there anybody who would like to speak? Yes, sir. Please approach the podium and state your name.
Richard Ehrlich. I live at 118 East Mars Lane, and I've been a resident of the island since the 1990s. I'm here to speak in support of granting the variance for the property that's behind mine. When I first moved here, the island was a quiet, family-oriented, retirement-focused community. We had strong neighborhood traditions, but over time, most of the families have moved out. Now there's only like three residents on my street alone, including myself. The reality is that the island has changed. It's now a short-term vacation rental hotspot. These rentals bring in a lot of revenue for the city, which I know is important, but it also affects those of us that live here full-time. The taller fence on this property actually helps full-time residents like me. When vacationers arrive, they're often ready to party and may not be very considerate for neighbors. I've experienced loud noises into the night from many rentals in the area. I usually wait until midnight before calling, but the city's noise ordinance only gets enforced when we call. And I've called many times. The fence helps block some of the activity. It gives me privacy, shields me from inappropriate behavior and language, and shields me from things I'd rather not see. As far as the stairs on the side, I have just egress for fire. The short-term rentals usually fill the house to the maximum. You need to get out in case there is something. Before the property rebuilt, this house was a well-used beach house. Could have been one of the original island properties. A lot of high-quality work went into this property. I know it may become a rental, like most others, but the improvements in the taller fence make it more livable for neighbors like me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in the audience who'd like to speak for or against this agenda item? Hearing none, I'd like to invite the city staff, Alex.
Yes, good morning. Alex Sanchez, Public Works Director. So basically, the requirement for a fence is 7 foot high, and they're asking 1 foot more. There is adjacent property that's higher. Filiberto Avila, building official, has more information.
Good afternoon, Filiberto Alba, building official. So yeah, there's currently a remodel permit and we already did the final inspection on that property, 117 East Constellation. And the owner had the issue of his fence being lower than the neighbors around because it is one of the original houses that were built. And the properties next door and on the back were built later on at a much higher elevation. So you can clearly see, even on Google Earth, the height difference. So when he applied for that fence permit, we had to deny it. And we basically just sticked to the code, which allows for 7 feet only. But it is obvious that there's, in some spots, a little over a foot, maybe a foot and a half, because of the grade difference from the properties around.
Okay, so can I have the PowerPoint? So you have to determine if there's a hardship. The owner has to be facing significant difficulties beyond their control. Are there unique conditions, other factors making it difficult to comply, and must be supported by strong evidence to justify the variance. So that's the definition. Is the owner here?
Please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So more than anything, when I bought the beach house, it like my neighbor said, it was the original construction. The previous owners didn't do very much remodeling whatsoever. So we've remodeled the entire house completely, inside and out. The fence that was there before, or the lack of fence that was there before, wasn't helping much. During the construction, one day we had an employee there at night, and there were some teens that were trying to get into the backyard to jump in the pool. So we decided we needed something to help avoid that as much as possible. As the gentleman stated, the property next to us, they're about to start construction. They've lifted the elevation about 3 feet above ours. I've already spoken with him. When he got the notice of this hearing, he called me and he said, once I put my fence is gonna be well above your fence. He said, so on my side, it's kind of pointless. But since we wanted to, our timeline to finish this house was much faster than his. So, I didn't want to wait to put in, for him to build his fence. So we went ahead and did ours. The fence behind us, we didn't put a fence because the neighbor behind us has it. And that fence is about a foot above our fence because of their elevation. The house on the other side of us, they have like a 4 foot fence, which, there's no privacy for the pool. And they have some kind of vegetation in the back that attracts dragonflies. So pretty much on a day-to-day basis, their yard is chock full of dragonflies. So for anybody being in the backyard in the pool trying to take advantage of that, it's not, that's not very pleasant. The fence was built to 8 foot fence. We see some of the houses across the street from us and that are along the same size. So we didn't think it was going to be an issue, but once the inspector told us it was an issue, we filed for the variance, feeling that I'm not sure who it would impact in a negative way. I feel that if anything, it's a positive for everybody around us. Like our neighbor said, I mean, sometimes you have people staying and they might be a little too loud or might be, rowdy or doing things that maybe the neighbors shouldn't be seeing. So you know, I feel that the 8-foot fence really doesn't, shouldn't affect anybody around us. If anything, it should help.
Okay. Thank you.
And there are two letters in support.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
The neighbor just to the east of you that's on the same elevation, do they have they had any input one way or another?
If you could step back up to the podium, please.
So the only neighbor I have to the side of me, they just put the house up for sale. And last week, the surveyors were there, so I'm assuming they already have a contract on the property. So other than that, you know, I've had no... The fence has been up for some time. They never complained, never heard anything. And like I said, with them having like a 4-foot fence, I think it benefits both properties for more privacy.
Okay. Oh, you know, trying to consider a hardship, it seems to me that the geographical condition of that lot and the off sides of lots around
it
would make it almost
impossible to, well, you could do it, but it would just be inconsistent with the rest of the yard and the neighbors. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a valid hardship. And in taking condition, the letters of support and the statements from Richard, I would make a motion to approve that request.
I'll second that.
Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Motion carries.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir. Moving on to item number 5.2, discussion and action to discuss request by Oren Morosev. Oh, I'm still not going to get that right, but I'll try.
Son of Joseph.
Okay. Property owner for a variance request from section 20-14 parking regulation B, number of parking, South Padre Island Code of Ordinances. The applicant is requesting reducing the required parking spaces from 5 parking spaces to 3, spaced on lot 17A, lot 17A, block 117, Padre Beach subdivision, section 10 subdivision. And again, before we start our discussion, I would like to hear from anybody in the audience except for staff who may wish to speak for and against. And again, this is except for the applicant and staff.
My name is Shamai
Malka. Okay, if you could step up the podium, please.
Of course, thank you.
I'm sorry, and your name again?
Shamai Malka. I am here to help and represent Oren in case there is a misunderstanding. And before I start, I want to make sure, or I'll ask if you guys received the email. The latest email that he sent before that meeting. Do you guys have it in front of you? By any chance? If not, I'll be more than happy to provide a copy here.
I know we have emails. I'm not sure if it's the latest. It's that one? Okay, yes, we do have it.
Thank you so much. Yes, let me do one. I would like just to address pretty much, we understand the problem, and I'm going to let him speak. In case he needs me, I will step forward. But if you look at the second page of it, basically he explains and asking and providing 3 particular reasons why he would like to, if possible, to go to before the changes or the code was changed, and to stay within the 3 parking lots instead of upgraded to 5. And the whole explanation is right here. If you guys can go through this, and then we can take it from there, please. Thank you.
I think we've all read it, haven't we?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I can sit down.
If you're done, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. I'll be right here if you guys need me.
Okay. Is there anybody else wishing to speak for or against? Hearing none, I'll invite the city staff, Alex.
Yes, good morning. Can I have the PowerPoint, please? Okay, so that's the hardship. This is the revised plans that were received on August the 14th, 2023. So they were planning to have seven habitable rooms with six parking spaces. The ordinance changed in October 2nd, 2024, and we received January 31st, 2025, a revised set with six habitable rooms with three parking spaces. Now the owner can talk.
Yeah, please.
Sure. I'm
just going to
add in. I know that you can talk now.
Okay.
I can talk. I can hear.
Can you hear one?
Yes, I can hear. I can talk. If I just don't see the.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Just I see myself. That's why I'm wondering if you can switch the camera to the board so I can see them also.
It's not in my hand. It's not in my hand, but they can clearly hear you. I want you to know that. Speak.
Hello, everybody. My name is Oran Mor Yosef, living in Sao Paulo since 2003. That's the thing. My project's been going for over 5 years. Actually, this month is 5 years, and my situation is a bit complicated. What happened in the past of all these projects? So, just to give you guys. A little bit from the history, the plan was, it was two lots, was divided for three, and it was three partners, me and two others, gentlemen. And of course, we submitted the plans to the city. It was a triplex in the beginning, and that was happening September 21st. September 21. And what happened on August on 2022, one of the gentlemen, Mr. Jacob, he back up and basically we couldn't move forward. After we already spent the money for plans and with the city, go back and forth. So the only way to keep this project in life, I just have to buy him out. That was the only option. Went take a loan from the bank and buy him out. Submit we redesigned again everything and submit the application to the city again. We got approved. And then in 2023, Mr. Doriabu, the other partner, also back up because the interest rate and the hard issue with the bank. So basically, I had no other options besides to keep going on my own. And what happened, again, it's very important you guys understand, the first plan was triplex, three townhouses. So basically, it's one foundation for all of us. And I redesigned everything, went with, there was a former employee, city employee's name is George Martinez. In that situation, he just came to me and says that, and that's happened after I already paid everything for the city, for the permit, got permit already in my hands. So I couldn't build because none of the contractors couldn't make these projects happen because the foundation was made for triplex and then we want to buy only duplex, which is mine two only, because Dory was not planning to build. So after go back and forth, you know, Mr. Martinez advised me to move 5 feet from my partner lot and redesign everything again. At that point, I already got a permit from the city. I was ready to start build. And that happened. So and if you can see, my first permit was actually one bedroom above, more than what I have right now. And then I went back to Europe. It's another story. That's my mom passed away and stuff. But so I couldn't even start my project. When I came back with all the situation, like I said, I have to redesign everything again and follow the advice from Mr. Martinez. I did so. The 6 months of my previous permit already passed. So I have to refile everything back to the city. That's exactly what I did. And then the answer came back that I need five spaces, parking spaces. So just you want us to be aware of, I'm a family of, I have four kids and a wife and another baby in the way. So in the end of, the middle of next year, it's going to be five kids, if God is willing, and me and my wife. So that's six bedrooms. It has to be six bedrooms. Otherwise, I have no reason to build a house. Beside that, look, I'm not, it's not a Walmart. I don't need five spaces. I understand the city concern, and they need to understand also that they need to look at me as a grandfather. They know me. They know my process been going for almost 5 years. Actually, when the law got changed, like Alex says, on October 2024, I already have emails with them and go back and forth million times. They had many chances to tell me, listen, you have to fix that or to add more spaces of the parking spaces. It was never an issue. All I did, I just moved 5 feet from the neighbor. And what I'm asking for the city is please to approve my variance. And another really something for my heart. Like I said, I've been living on the island since 2023. Always been renting houses. Never had a chance to build my own house. And also have business on the island. I pay taxes. And specific on that property, we've been paying taxes since 2021. So I lost fortune of money. I had to redesign everything three times, pay for plans, I pay for the city already, and for the city permit, I mean. Some of the contractor already got money in advance. And like I said, everything got changed because for a reason. And by the way, the funny part that my partner on the other side, he also got variance for his stuff already. He didn't start building yet, but I mean, unfortunately, I got stuck with him since 2021, and I'd make a bad business deal that cost me as much already. And like I said, you guys, that's my only option, and I want to talk to you guys to your heart and see if you can look on the situation as. And I try to expand it. I really, like I said, they know in the city. Like I said, we are. I need six bedrooms. Beside that, since my mom passed away, I have I'm taking care of my dad. He's 85 years old, and the only one can take care of him. That's why I'm here now in Europe. Actually, came to take care of him, and every day that passed, I'm just losing more and more and more money. And this is my dream, my kids' dream, my wife's dream, just to build our house on the island, and that's all I'm asking. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alex. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Looking at the plans on the attachment, there's one that shows. I don't see a page number here, but it shows the site plan where it shows six parking places for unit B and four for unit A. And then the other one only shows the three and the two.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess my question is.
Can you put the PowerPoint? Okay. So I don't. Let's see. This is the right one. If you can tell, this is the one from 2023 on your left side.
Right.
And the 2025 is on your right.
Okay.
And so there's lot A is one property, and then lot B is the other property. So they used to have one, two, three, four, six spaces on A and four on B. And now they have three on A and two on B.
Okay, so the plan that we received in 2023 would meet the requirements of today's ordinance?
Yes, sir.
And those are the ones that were changed, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so he showed that in his original plans he could comply with the ordinance and still get his project done.
The way that they had it is
right.
Okay, Mr. Mor Yosef, are you still there?
Yes, sure.
What was the reason for the change between those two sets of plans? I don't know if you see them in front of you.
I see. Let me. Like I said, I write everything on the letter, but I guess it's not clear enough. Give me one minute just to explain the situation here. The corner of Hibiscus, it was two lots, okay? We purchased that together, me and two other friend partners, I guess. And so we divided to three with the plan to build a triplex, town offices attached one to each other. Okay, I already gave tell you the plans of the situation with Mr. Jacob, the one on the right side that back up, and I had to buy him out. And the left side, which is owned by another gentleman named Dory, when I got the permit already for the proof for the triplets, he back up, he couldn't build. It was the interest of the banks went high, situation with the banks, he couldn't get the money to start the construction. This was the first plan that you guys, that Alex showed you guys, was planned for triplex. So we've been attached wall to wall. Now, when Mr. George Martinez get into this situation, what happened, like I said, I couldn't build. I got a permit in my hands, but I couldn't build because it has to be a foundation for triplex. So if the guy, one of the owner of the lot, doesn't want to build or doesn't want at least to make the foundation stop, I'm stuck. So the permit has 6 months. I went to the city. I had this personal situation with my mom, like I said, passed away, and the war in Israel and all that mess. And I came back and I was sitting with Mr. Martinez and George. And he said, listen, I even brought one of the contractors with me to the city and to show him that none of them want to take responsibility and build it, you know, by to build my foundation first and then to attach his, because it's not going to go, we can get approved by engineer. So George Martinez says, Oran, your only option and the best option for you is just to step back 5 feet from the property line from you and your partner and just redesign it to a duplex. Don't change the rooms, just shrink it a little bit. I had no choice. I have to take one room less because I had 7 rooms in the first plan. So I had to take one room less, which is fine because, like I said, it's fit my family. We need 6 rooms. And I guess what happened was the situation with the parking space. But all the process, you know, go back and forth. I never got any review from the city or nobody tell me that there is, let's stop over here because there's an issue with the parking. So basically what I tried to say, they let me spend so much money and go, you know, and time. And just in the end, after I submit my application, just to know that there is a new law coming out. Like I said, he said in October 24th. So that's what I heard. And we tried to get approved, you know, without to get in front of the board to see if there's something we can do with Alex and stuff. But they say that's the only way to get approved is by you guys. And that's what I did. And I don't know if you know that I was ready for the meeting on September 2nd and that got messed up also. And again, it's not your guys' problem, but I lost another 6,500 on that change also. But guys, I redesigned my project for 3 times, paid fortune of money and paid taxes. I have no option to design it for less than 6 rooms. And I'm a local. I'm not looking for to do business from the house. It's going to be my personal house. It's going to be for my personal use. So that's what I'm going to ask. And if you guys really think about it, there is no reason. Let me put it this way. All my family doesn't even live in the state. And I have no much friends over there in the South Park, just my family and my business stuff. So there's no even visitors or guests that come into the house. My wife doesn't drive. We have one car in the house. I don't need 5 parking spaces. And trust me, if I need it, I would do something. But I have no needs for that. That's one. And beside that, I really have huge needs to have 6 bedrooms. And
I have a couple of questions. Maybe I'm not seeing it, but Alex, when I look at the plans revised of August of 2023, that looks like a duplex, not a triplex.
Yeah. Yes, that one is a duplex, but I believe in this, the 5 feet, it was touching the other one. That's what.
Okay, it was within 5 feet to the.
It's right on the property line.
Got it. I understand.
That's the difference between.
Okay, now I get it. A second question on the.
I can explain something. I'm sorry about you ask about the. It looks like a duplex. I'm gonna explain one important thing. I guess Alex either doesn't know or don't remember. The plan, if Alex can show you the original plans and everything, you know, would submit to the city, it was a triplex. And the last day, when I was going to pay the permit, okay, they received a letter from my partner. If Alex will make some phone calls right now, we can show you that letter that the city received from the partner, said that he's gonna stop his permit, he's not going to build. That was in the point that I already paid for my permit to the city. So again, we discussed with Mr. Martinez. We said, Oran, go print it again, change it to duplex, move it. You know, if you guys can see right now, it's a duplex, but it's built on all the 33 foot of the lot. So basically, even that is a duplex, it's still attached to my neighbor. Right. When he gonna build? So when and in these plans, if Alex can show you the engineer plan, the engineer shows triplex. The foundation is for triplex. So we basically try to make a loop to get in all the situation that happened with the partners. But when it's come up to build with contractors, we can't get approved. So there is no contractor that I find that ready to take the risk to do my foundation and then let him attach to my foundation, because the wall's just gonna split in 5-6 years. So that's what happened. And like I said, I had to move 5 feet and redesign everything. So if you guys can see on the plans of 2023, it's basically the unit in the middle, it's built on the all 33 foot. The one on the right only built on 23. But the one in the middle built on all the 33. So when I redesigned it, it shrank to 28. So the 5 feet, it's exactly the 5 feet that I moved from the property line.
Makes sense. It was a triplex. You approved the one on the west side for a variance because of the width of the lot.
Right. Okay. Now I.
It was for the setbacks.
Yes. Okay. One other question, Alex, on the. Latest plans. Is there room for tandem parking there?
I believe so, but I don't know about the reducing the or removing a room. That's what he's basically saying.
Without moving room, there's no space for tandem parking.
I'm not a designer, so.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at the plans. And
yeah,
trying
you're
to...
showing a depth of what's yeah, showing yeah. 18 foot. Well. I drive a full-size pickup truck, and it's not, 12, 13 feet?
Yeah.
There's 18 feet plus.
Plus looks like about another 10.
Doesn't say. Okay. All right.
I think I only missed 5 feet to make it, you know, the way they want it, but.
And you have the layout on your packet.
Yeah. Mr. Muryosef, did you consider tandem parking on your latest plan?
Tandem parking? Give me a second. I want to understand from Shammai, if you don't mind. Shammai, can you explain to me? Shammai, can you hear us? I don't mind to do one behind the other one, but I guess, like I said, the city didn't want to approve it because they're asking for 18 feet, I guess, for each one of them. So it's.
Go ahead, Alex. Sorry. No.
No.
Tandem parking is allowed for
36 feet. That's all right.
That's 36 feet.
Yeah. No way. 36 feet.
Last time they had 36.
For tandem?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, 36 feet there. Okay. All right.
36 feet, I can park a Boeing. Just kidding.
He had to bring it in here. Mm-hmm. Brought it in 5 feet there and tested it back there. Yeah. Okay.
This is covered parking here. Patio about.
Okay.
Like I said, I only have one car at the house, you know, using. My wife doesn't drive. In case we have visitors or guests, we have another two parking space. I think it's pretty enough for my my situation, and I really want you guys to consider that we are. I don't build a beach house, you know. It's not a house for the summertime. I live there. I'm local in South Park Island, like I said, since 2023. So, since 2003. So over 20 years, 23 years, like I said, we just want to get. Put this stuff behind us, you know, just to go forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
As far as our discussion is concerned, I just read all the letters and listening to Mr. Yosef speak. I'm looking for the hardship in terms of why it's difficult or impossible to comply. And I'm seeing a lot of bad luck with losing of partners and personal setbacks. By the way, sir, I'm very sorry to hear about your mother.
Exactly.
But I really don't see the difficulty complying with the ordinance, something that cannot be overcome. In addition to that, I think we have to consider the fact that if we approve an ordinance like this, it goes forever with the property.
Mm-hmm.
And if the next owner decides to make this building a short-term rental, you've got 11 bedrooms with only five parking spaces. So we could end up with 30, 40 people in a house and only parking for a few, which would definitely cause issues with that neighborhood. In addition to that, there were several opposition letters, which we didn't discuss, but the city did receive those several opposition letters. Anything from y'all?
I'm just thinking about the long term, and that if they do decide to sell, then there's not adequate parking,
right,
especially per the ordinance.
Right.
And that does a disservice to the rest of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Right. And you know, I feel for him, but honestly, I really couldn't find where we can justify a hardship. And based on those factors, I'll make the motion to deny.
If I can say one more thing, I'm sorry, apologize.
Well, there's a motion on the board.
All Hibiscus Street, first mine are going to be short term.
Mr. Oran, there's a motion. Second, we need to finish it. There's a motion.
There'll be more discussion if he wishes.
Thank you. No, we're good. We had a motion, and I think I saw a second.
Mr. Prosser.
Yes.
I didn't hear you with him speaking, so can we repeat that, please?
Oh, yes. There's been a motion, and I believe I've seen a second.
I second it.
So all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
I'm sorry. Here. What was the motion?
The motion was to deny the request based on lack of hardship and other factors that we discussed earlier. Okay, let's move on then to item number 5.3, discussion action to discuss requests by Oran Moryosef, property owner, for a variance request from section 20-14, parking regulations B, number of parking, South Padre Island Code of Ordinances. The applicant is requesting reducing the required parking spaces from four parking spaces to two parking spaces on lot 17B, lot 17B, block 117, Padre Beach Subdivision, Section 10 Subdivision. And once again, Before I start our discussion, I would like to open up to the audience, except for the applicant and staff, for any comments for or against this item. And hearing none, I'll invite staff. Alex, please.
Good morning. So this one is 17B. They used to have five habitable rooms with four parking spaces, and the ordinance changed in October 2nd, 2024. The new plans have five habitable rooms with two parking spaces. So that's about it.
Okay. Thank you.
The owner can talk if they...
Yeah, Mr. Mordasef, would you like to say anything regarding this item number? Anybody else would like to comment? Sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go ahead and state your name again, please.
Shamai Malka.
Okay.
For what I understand, he's basically telling me now there is a couple properties around within two parking lots and three. He feels that within the new code, if there's a possibility to keep it within the character of the neighborhood, versus the old code before the city changed the code to six parking lots, would you consider that? That's what he's asking.
Okay, thank you.
He's basically saying why I'm being excluded. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Same sentiments from
It's essentially the exact same.
Yeah. No hardship.
Okay. And again, then for a lack of hardship, despite the series of bad luck with personal partners and personal setbacks, and considering the fact that this, if we approved it, would have to go on in forever, and the opposition letters. I, again, would have to make a motion to deny.
Second.
It's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Okay. That would bring us to item number six, adjourn.
Thank you.